Jesus.
I need just a little more 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 Jesus.
Oh, my Lord, to help me along the way.
I got a new song that says we gotta put Jesus back, make him number one, first in our lives. That's where he belongs.
Oh, great church, mighty and strong.
Yeah.
Go back to the values you were built upon.
Oh, brothers and sisters.
Oh, brothers and sisters, come on, come on.
Remember, we're not losers.
We are the champions.
We're the champions.
Yeah, I'm
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
So if I'm going to receive the abundance of grace, I need to also get another thing here called the gift. Oh, and there's that word again, gift. Gift tells me I'm supposed to have something. Gift is provided by Jesus, not provided by my works. I'm supposed to receive abundance of grace and what? The gift of righteousness. And these two, when they are coupled together, they cause something to happen in my life. And what is it?
Rain.
They shall what?
Reign.
That means to rule. It means to have dominion in life through one, Jesus Christ. Everybody say Jesus reigns.
Jesus reigns.
Well, he wants you to reign with him.
Amen.
How do you reign with him? You reign with him by receiving his grace and his gift. So he has grace and righteousness available for you, and you need to get up and get your share every morning. I found out that when you got more grace working in your life, the more and more grace you get, the less and less sin you want to do. Some people think grace is a license to sin. No. When you really understand biblical grace, it produces in you the desire to not want to sin. That's why Paul said, do I keep on sinning that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. He said, how can you who are dead to sin continue in sin any longer? Because the more and more grace you get, I'm going to tell you, the more and more you die to yourself. When you see the goodness of God, it creates something in you. You don't want sin no more. So everybody say,
I receive
the abundance
of
grace and the gift of righteousness. And I reign in life over every situation, over every circumstance, through Jesus Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Glory to God. I can do all things through him who. So I found out another blessing there. Who give me my strength? Christ does. So with his strength, I can reign. The devil better not come around me and tell me I can't rule. Because I ain't ruling in my own strength. The strength I'm ruling with is the strength Christ give me. The grace I'm walking in is not a grace I earn. It's a grace that's been freely given to me. Amen. The gift of righteousness that I have is not a righteousness that I attain through good works, but a righteousness that I receive through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Righteousness is the ability to stand before God without a sense of condemnation, fear, inferiority, or unworthiness. That gift of righteousness removes that condemnation from your soul. so that you don't have that condemning feeling when you get around God. How many know if you ain't living right and you get around a believer that is, you start feeling condemned when you get around them? And you see them in the supermarket and say, oh. Oh, ooh, they walk with Jesus. I just, you know, I love them, but I just can't be around them right now. All that condemnation on them. But when you're in the spirit, when you see a brother or sister out there, you say, hey, hey. And if they ain't right, they act like they don't even see you. Hey, don't you hear me? Hey. Y'all remember my friend Outlaw? Outlaw would come by here when he needed something. Oh, you couldn't be. Come all in the church. And when he wasn't living right and had some alcohol or something, he passed by here in the daytime. He passed on the other side of the street. Be on this side. When he get around there about a block away, you see him cross over and get on the other side. He go in there. And I remember one day I went out there and said, hey, Outlaw, hey, Outlaw. Outlaw, he say. I said, I know you hear me. You hear me calling you. I said, you're going to get hungry. You're going to be back. He just say. So I used to pick at him all the time. I say, you know you heard me the other day. Then he'd look at me like this. He said, yeah, I heard you. Say, so try to act like you don't know me when you ain't living right. God wants you to receive. What's the problem? Believe you got it, you get it. It's simple. It's true. It's not hard to receive. You just got to believe with all your heart. If God said this is mine, this is something he's giving, and something that he revealed to me that belongs to us, that's been freely given to us, and he's yes, and he's wanting to give it, I mean, it's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. When we ask God for something that Jesus provided for us, I'm going to tell you, he's overwhelmed to give it and release it in our life. And then we just had to stay in faith until it manifests. Now, let me talk to you about grace, and then I'm going to close with this right here.